Hi, I'm Kenzie, and you're listening to A Peek at Chic. I was just going to ask, how's your summer going? My summer's going really well. I'm having so much fun, having fun in the sun, exploring the beaches, just hanging out with my friends and my family. It's been a real blast for me so far. So, as you can see, the topic of this episode is summer. I listed a few things to keep you busy during the summer, just in case you guys get a bit bored. So, my little tiny list, the first thing is shopping. Well, for girls my age, we love to shop. Don't you agree? And so, I think shopping is a really good way to bond with your friends, maybe your mom, maybe, I don't know, your aunt or something. And it's a really good way to have fun, but I don't really recommend this a lot of the time because you don't really like to spend money that much. And also, it's an indoor activity unless you go to an outdoor mall, which I don't find those very often. Only a few in Arizona, but anyways. So, shopping is really fun because you get to go and you get to try on clothes. It depends really what you're shopping for. I really like to shop for clothes or sometimes some games or books, things like that. Another one, number two on my list, is swimming. I absolutely love to swim. It's really fun because it cools yourself off if it's a really hot day. I suggest you go to an outdoor pool because you get to have fun in the sun and it's really also really fun. And if you have a pool of your own, maybe it can be like a pool that's in the ground or one of those pools that you set up. Either way, it's more fun because some people go to the bathroom in there and it's kind of disgusting. So yeah, so number three on my list is sprinklers slash water parks. As I said, it's kind of like swimming, and I really like to just, if it's really hot outside, I just like to run through a sprinkler with my bathing suit on. It's just with a friend or something. It's just really fun, just running around, just like nothing, just doing nothing. And water parks. Water parks are actually really fun to go to because there's like water slides and there might be little pools just if you don't want to go on the water slide, say if it's too high or you just don't like to go on slides because they're too scary for you or something like that, you can just chill out in one of the pools there. There's probably going to be a pool there. Well, it's a water park. If there's no pool there, that's pretty sad. And so number four on my list is movies. This is another thing that is kind of on my list because it's an indoor activity. You don't really get to spend that much time in the sun. But it's a nice way to, like, you can go by yourself or with a friend. It's a nice way to bond with each other because you get to talk about it. And it's just really fun to experience, especially when it's in 3D. I personally love 3D movies. It's really fun to go and see just things popping out of the screen. Just fascinates me. Like, how do they do that? Like, how do people make that? Isn't that kind of hard? Don't you have to spend like 2 years working on one movie? It's kind of insane. So, I would suggest going to the movies if it was maybe a cloudier day than usual, or if it wasn't very hot and you couldn't do anything really. I would suggest going to the movies. Okay, and so the last or second last thing on my list is parks. Just regular parks. It doesn't really matter if it's a playground, because some people like to just like hang out on playgrounds, or like a park, just a regular grass field. There might be like a tennis court or a basketball court or something there. You could just fool around and play tennis or basketball or something like that. Or kick a ball around, play catch with your dad or something. I don't know. Maybe. But parks are really good because sometimes there might be little concession stands there and you can get like drinks, maybe a hot dog or something, but that's not really a healthy choice, so I wouldn't really suggest buying a hot dog. I would kind of suggest it's like a sandwich or something that's not that like added preservatives and that's kind of disgusting. Just watch the movie Food Inc. and you'll know how I feel. So, anyways, and the last thing on my list is summer camps. I know a lot of you might say, "Oh, well, I'm like 17, 16. I don't fit in summer camps. I don't like to go to summer camps with little 10, 11-year-olds because they don't know what a 16-year-old does." Well, I totally understand that. But there might not be summer camps for 16-year-olds, so if you're 16 or 17 or 18 or above that, I don't really suggest you listening to this part. But summer camps are really fun most of the time, unless they're run by some really new person who doesn't really know how to take care of kids or anything. So don't go to those kind of summer camps. Go to like, see if there's a rec or a recreational center. If there's summer camps there, it's probably going to be really high quality because it's a recreation center. Or like a reading camp. I've been to a reading camp once. It was actually pretty fun because I got to check out a bunch of books, and you all know that I love to read. And I'm thinking of doing another episode on a book review, but I don't exactly know which book to review on. So yeah, summer camps is a really good opportunity for you to meet new people and to also do something that you love. Like, say you like soccer. I bet there's a bunch of soccer camps out there for kids. And like, or basketball, or just say if you're a girl and you want to really like have fun during the summer, there might be some camp specifically for girls or something like that you can go to. That's a lot of fun. And really important thing, stay hydrated. If you get dehydrated, you'll have headaches for the rest of the summer, and trust me, that's not fun. I have had that, and I've had massive headaches during summer camp because I didn't stay hydrated. And that summer camp went for a week, and it was a sleepover camp, and I ended up getting really sick. And my mom ended up banning me from that camp, so I was really sad. And so I guess you just gotta pay the price. So it's really important to drink a lot of water, at least like a bottle and a half a day, maybe a bit more than that. Or if you don't like drinking water, drink like eat fruit with lots of water in it, like watermelon or like honeydew or something like that. Because fruit actually does have a lot of water in it, especially watermelon. And but whatever you do, pop, juice, or something like that, pop and juice are the two worst things you could drink because number one, it's pure sugar, and everyone knows that pure sugar gives you acne and is really bad for you. So do not drink a lot of pop during the summer. I know it's tempting. I know it's tempting. It's tempting for me too, but I'm trying to make the decision not to eat or drink pop anymore. And also, another thing that's really important is don't forget sunscreen. As people are saying, the gas is going into our eco thingamajigo line thing that's in space. I don't know what it's called. I haven't taken science in that yet. But it's making the UV rays stronger, and there's some kind of weird line in the sky that protects us from the sun. And it's disappearing because of the pollution we have in the air, so you guys need to put on a lot of sunscreen or else you will get cancer or something like that. So I suggest you put on sunscreen. I know people are like, "But I want to get a tan." Yeah, I know that it doesn't really matter. As long as you put on sunscreen, you're safe. If you don't put on sunscreen, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. So just remember, whenever you go outside, whenever you're not even expecting to go outside, just put it on anyways. If you're going out somewhere and you know it's going to be in a room or something, just put it on anyways. It's worth it because one day, when you're older, you might end up with skin cancer or something like that from when you were younger and you were in the sun all day and you didn't put any sunscreen on. That's the consequences, and you don't have to pay that unless you put on sunscreen. So just remember to wear a lot of sunscreen. A little bit won't do anything. So just slather it on everywhere, and I think you will be safe. And another thing is, You know, your school's done and you don't see your friends very often. I know I'm getting a bit sad because all of my friends, they're off doing all this other stuff and I really don't get to see them that much. So a really good idea is to stay in touch with all of your friends during the summer. Like, just call them over and go to the mall or go see a movie or go to some park together. Do whatever you want. Just try to stay in touch during the summer so you guys don't drift apart. And there's only one rule of summer that I'd like to call it, and the only rule is you need to have fun. That's what it's all about. There's no school, there's no more math, there's no more science, there's no more history, or there's no more PE. I know some of you like PE, like I like PE, but honestly, I'm not really gonna miss it. But say there's no more of those activities, so you gotta make the best of what you have. Like 2.5 months, I think summer is. But it's not a lot of time, you guys. You're in school more than you're doing, like you're off school. So you guys just make the best of it. It's the only summer we have of 2013, and you just gotta rock it out, guys. Okay, so if you guys don't know, I have a Twitter account, and it's the same thing as my username. It's a peek at chic, and I hope you guys can check that out and follow me. And so I will be back with another episode maybe tomorrow or the day after that, but I don't know yet because I have plans, and I don't think I'll be able to record an episode tomorrow. So I will be back in a few days. Once again, that's a peek at Chic. That's my Twitter account. And I will see you guys later. Okay, ciao.